listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Guys, every Sunday from 1 to 2, I am David Cohen,
and I am your host.
It is an absolutely beautiful day, guys. Flawless. Got nothing to worry about. How's it going, guys? I'm David Cohen with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I am your host, and my in-studio friends today are Kevin. How's it going, Kev?
Going great, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks very much for asking. And the intelligent, the beautiful. No.
The lovely.
Go. More.
She's.
More. I want more.
As you guys know, we got Dr. Michelle.
Hello.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle. It is my pleasure to have her in the studio.
Thank you.
You guys should listen to her as well.
Yes, you should.
On the couch with Dr. Michelle every Friday. From 11 to 12. Mm-hmm. Check her out.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Right here on LA Talk Radio, the best talk station in the entire world.
Yep.
Actually.
Absolutely.
If you guys didn't know that. as you know, on the show, we talk about everything from relationships to family problems to beliefs, religion, anything you guys want to talk about. I for the show, I like to get, you know, inspired by my surroundings. I get inspired by, it's going loud. I like to get inspired by, just my surroundings. I believe that, you know, things happen and they come into our lives for a reason. You know, we manifest certain things, we see certain things, and we feel certain ways for a reason. And I like to pertain a lot of what I talk about on the show to my real life experiences, because that's what it's about, right? You know? It's all about the experience. It's all about talking about it, how to, you know, guide your experience in the most positive possible way ever, you know?
That's positive.
Yes, it is positive, actually. you know, there's certain aspects of life that I just don't believe, you know, need to be present. Awkward situations are definitely one of them. Awkward situations, I just don't think that there's any need for them, ever.
A situation is only awkward if you make it awkward. If you're going into a situation with a positive mental attitude and just confidence, it's going to be great, you know? And if the other person is feeling awkward, then it's your responsibility to, like, rub off your confidence.
Completely.
Just lighten the mood, you know?
No, totally.
Is it really your responsibility, though? Because do we always have to try to make other people feel better? Is that for sure true? Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
Well, yeah, because if you never want to have, like, an awkward date or an awkward, like, relationship with someone.
Right.
You want to always have it, like, easygoing, you know? Like, get to know someone better. And if you're not yourself, you know, you're not going to get to know somebody.
Right.
Totally.
That's true.
It's very true. And I have to agree with you to an extreme extent when it comes to, you know, being confident and, you know, having a positive attitude. And, yes, I completely believe that it is our responsibility to spread positive vibes. You know, this is my belief, you know, people, this world turns, this world rotates, not literally, like, not like the gravitational pull between, like, the sun, the earth, and the moon rotates, but like the world goes, you know, off of how people react to their surroundings, you know? And if people are negative, then why? You know, why spread negative vibes? Why create negative within the world? You know, I believe that it is, you know, almost like our duty to spread positive and good energy. And, you know, awkward situations, you know, it all ties in. Like, there's no need for awkward situations. There's no need for, you know, just no need. Boy likes a girl, girl likes a boy, you know, like, how awkward is that? You know, it's like the unspoken truth. Like,
I don't think there's a human on this earth that hasn't had an awkward situation, though, in any kind of a thing. I mean, I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking about everything, you know.
Right, no, for
social
sure.
Social things.
Like family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Work.
No, it all, yeah, I'm talking about everything. Open it up. I'm going to open this up to the listeners. If anybody wants to call in, talk about an awkward situation, talk about, you know, how to avoid an awkward situation, which we will cover today. Because we'll rid of the awkward situations. We'll teach you how to avoid and how to completely cure awkward situations. If you guys want to talk about that, get some of that advice, call in. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. Or you can feel free to email me at dcsboarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Email me, talk to me about anything you guys want, and we'll cover that, you know. Today's show doesn't have to pertain to awkward situations, but, you know, you probably want to stay on the guidelines. Just because, you know, it's something that has to be addressed. You know, it must be addressed. I'm going to start out with talking about a typical awkward situation, you know, a personal awkward situation for me. Let's see. This was probably a month and a half ago. I was with one of my friends. We were going on a double date. And we were just gonna go see a movie and, you know, eat dinner. Like, oh, the typical movie dinner, you know. So we go to the movie, and I never met this girl. Like, she was set up by, like, one of my friends who, like, had set us up, and then I was setting up my friend with one of my friends.
Ah.
So, you know, it all worked out. It was a double date.
Were you pleasantly surprised when you saw her and
I was
started
indeed.
Talking to her? Oh,
definitely.
So she was cute.
She
was nice.
Absolutely beautiful girl.
Oh, that's
yes,
good.
Yes, yes. So, you know, we're just talking, and I'm not an awkward person. You know, you can control whether a situation's awkward.
You seem to be very self-confident.
Well, thanks, Doc.
A lot of confidence in you.
Yeah.
Thanks, very Doc. Good trait.
Almost to the point of cocky. No, I'm kidding. No. I'm kidding.
Well,
I don't think so.
There is a fine line between confidence and cockiness. And we will go over that today.
No, we definitely will.
Yeah.
We definitely will.
I think
will.
You're right, yeah.
Kevin and I were talking about that before the show. The fine line between confidence and cocky. Did you guys know that I can bench press 300 pounds, dude?
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm just playing.
Wow, you're so strong.
I don't
I'm
lift
so
weights.
Impressed.
That's obvious. But I...
So I want to hear the date. I want to hear the date. What happened?
Jesus.
What happened?
Okay, so we're in this movie, right? And, you know, I'm just talking like, hey, what's up? How are you? Just having a normal conversation. We get into the movie theater, and I'm not really, like, the kind of guy to... You know, like, oh, like, stretch the whole, like, back stretch, arm around the girl, you know, like, oh, hey, babe, what's up? You know, like, I'm just...
Your shoulder's pretty cold.
That corny stuff. Stupid lines.
You know,
kind
I'm just not into that. I'm into, like, all right, dude, I paid for this movie. I'm going to watch this movie, fool. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's what it's about. No, I'm serious. Like, yes, I love sitting next to this girl. I'll completely enjoy her presence and... Let's share a bag of popcorn.
So you're not, like, hooking up or in the back of the theater? You're not one of those dirty top row in the corner people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I paid for this movie. I want to watch this movie.
Oh,
like, that's
okay.
What's up.
That's cool.
It's all about having a good time. You can't, like, go into a movie like, oh, I'm just going to hook up. That's,
no, exactly.
That's not a movie.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's a quiet room where you can make out. Like,
but
I've
been in a theater where there's, like, couples in the back doing that, and it's like, I don't care.
No,
really.
No, I totally
but just
agree.
Don't make noise. You
no,
know,
I agree. I agree. I just, you know, I don't know. I'd rather
it's a little
watch.
Awkward. Speaking about awkward.
I'd rather watch a movie and, you know, save the hooking up for, you know, if anything happens for later. You know, because I've watched this movie. So, back to the. Wait, I'm going to finish.
Double date.
Yeah, double date. So, my friend, he is kind of the kind of guy that you know, the whole stretch arm, the corny stuff.
Yeah.
So it was clear that you know, my friend, who was a girl who had set me up, and my friend who I had set her up with, they had both found each other attractive. You know, they had both found the kind of, you know, like, oh yeah, like I could get into that. Like,
they're both into each other. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, okay, that's good.
But yeah. It's kind of like unspoken, you know.
Exactly. No, completely. So he puts her arm around her, and they're just watching the movie for about, you know, five, 10 minutes. This is like midway through the movie. 5-10 minutes. He puts her arm around her, and
he puts his arm around her.
Yeah, he puts his arm around her.
Okay.
Did I say her arm around her?
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's odd. I'm trying to visualize that, but go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's cool. So he just, you know, starts like doing the little, like the very subtle motions, very subtle movements, like maybe like scooting a little bit closer, like putting the armrest up, you know, just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, just like, bam, he just like goes in for it. Just arm around and just turns, like goes in for it, right?
Yeah.
And what does she do?
I don't know.
She turns her head.
Ooh.
Yeah. And
A little too fast.
Yeah. And the thing about it is, like, I was not involved in the situation, and I felt awkward. I was sitting right next to her, you know, and like you could still kind of see everything that was going on, you know. Mm. Like it was sitting the girl that I was on a date with, and then me, and then her, and then him, you know. And you can see everything that was going on, you know, with your peripherals and whatnot. So I just got this, I just like kind of put my head, like, I didn't actually do this, but in my mind, I put my head in my hands. And I was just like, God.
It's like a head slap.
Oh,
yeah. It was, I don't imagine how he felt. Like, I talked to him about it after. I was like, I was like, hey, dog, like, yeah, you know, how are you? Yo, dog, what's up? No.
Check it.
I was like, How
so
was
that? That is awkward, I guess, to, you know.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad for him, or did you feel bad for her?
Probably more for him.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know.
Yeah, because he was trying to.
He's a good guy, you know. He's a real good guy. It's rejection. But that's that. Kev.
Yo.
Tell us. Awkward situations.
All right. This is when I was like, I was always like a kind of insecure kid, like 9th, 10th grade. 11th grade, I definitely opened up.
I was going to say, you are definitely not an insecure person.
Yeah, you don't seem insecure.
You're very outgoing, and
I've grown a lot.
It's a wonderful person.
That's good.
Yeah. So 10th grade, asked a girl out, went on a date, and, you know, like we were both like kind of like insecure, like not too outgoing.
Right.
And we went to see a movie. And in my personal opinion, first dates, like movies aren't the greatest because you don't really get to know, you don't get to like know somebody.
Yeah.
I completely agree. I couldn't agree more. Go on.
Yeah, so basically it was just like the whole entire time I was trying to start conversations and like nothing really happened, and like conversation wasn't flowing.
Was she being awkward?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And it was just like we both didn't have like the confidence in ourselves.
Right.
And we like prolonged the awkwardness. Like if we would have like, if I had like a positive mental attitude and like more confidence in myself, it would have like definitely been better.
Right,
and
right.
It's just like things like that you have to pick up on. You learn over time. Like you have to like learn from situations, learn from experiences.
Right, right.
You can't just like, you don't just know it right away unless you're super outgoing like you.
No, not at all. No. I love you. Thank you, but not at all, dude. Trust me, I've had my fair share of learning experiences and awkward situations. And
I have an awkward story.
Tell me.
Okay. This is before I was married. I've been married for a long time now, so, and I'm very
happy. How long have you been married for, out of curiosity?
21 years.
Shit.
I know. We met each other when we were very young.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. And I'm still very. But anyway. Wow. So I just wanted to tell you, before I was, you know, before I met my husband, I was dating. This was probably about four years before I was dating my husband. Yes. And this was really an awkward situation. But I mean, I learned a lesson from it. It wasn't really, I mean, I don't think I caused it or anything.
Right.
My girlfriend had been trying to fix me up with guys from time to time. And she said, look, my boyfriend and I will meet you at this kind of bar restaurant place.
Yeah.
We want you to meet this guy.
Right.
So I went, okay, whatever. So meet us around this time. So what had happened is apparently this guy who I was supposed to meet had showed up earlier.
Mm.
before my friends got there, before I got there, and he took interest in another lady at the bar. So apparently he was already talking to her and hitting on her or something.
That's quite funny.
So my friend showed up, okay, and he came back to them and started talking to them and was with them, and I showed up, and he and I started talking. So we were all four together, kind of sitting around at a bar table.
Right.
And this girl, I guess, see, I didn't know what was going on, was with some friends, and he kept kind of looking over and looking over, and I was like, okay, whatever. And he said, oh, excuse me, I have a call. All right, so he got up. Yeah. He got up and he went into the men's room. So I was sitting there with my friends and he was gone for a while. And I looked over. He was gone for like 10 minutes. And I looked over and he was back talking to that girl and her friends. And I was sitting there with my friends, you know, sitting there. This is supposed to be kind of like a new blind date, double date kind of thing. And he just kept talking and talking and 20 minutes went by. And I'm just going, this is really weird. So just to be polite, I just sat there and hung out with my friends. And then he, apparently the girl left with her friends, and he gracefully came over and just started talking with us. That was it. That was the first and last time I ever would see him again.
Good fight.
What a jerk. You know, that was, but that was awkward for me because, I mean, I, you know, whatever. I guess he didn't like me that much, or he was really more interested in the other girl. Whatever it was an awkward moment. But I don't know. I just wanted to share that
you
with
you. You can't do that with dates. You can't, like, if you're going on a date with someone, you can't hit on another girl. That's,
right.
Gosh.
This totally kills it.
This
totally
is common
kills
sense.
It.
And like, he was so stupid in thinking that I was not noticing, I guess.
Right.
Or something. Or he didn't even care.
He thought you were blind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
That's weird. I
know.
You know,
that was a weird situation.
If you guys want to share awkward situations with us, please feel free to call 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. You're on the air with Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. We got Kev in the studio. We got Doc Michelle. We're talking about awkward situations and how to avoid them.
I have a letter that I'm always asking people to write me things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You told me we were talking about awkward situations today.
Yes, we were.
So I got one of my emails from one of my listeners.
Let's hear it.
And I thought I'd bring it in and share it with you. So it says, Dear Dr. Michelle, who's this from? Kevin. Wow, your name too.
Wow.
Very cool. Dear
me.
Dr. Michelle, her name was Alyssa, and I met her the night before at a party. We exchanged numbers and decided to go out to dinner the next night. She decided to meet me and said she liked the way I looked, and she liked my outfit, not because it looked good, but because it matched her outfit. We drove to the restaurant, and the whole time she told me how good she is to guys, how lucky I was to be going out with her, and how much she would like to go to the gym or go hiking or bicycling so we could, quote, sweat together. Ew. Dang.
That's weird.
We got to the restaurant, and she was amazed that I ordered her favorite drink. She said we must be connected in some way. She started planning camping trips, visits to amusement parks, and overnight excursions. She had seemingly planned out the next 6 months of our lives.
This is all on the first
and this
date?
Was our first date.
Oh, wow.
She was way too friendly and way too open and way too needy. Needless to say, I never went out with her again. And it was the weirdest date I've ever been on. Thanks, Kevin. That was kind of a cool story.
That was a cool story. I wish Kev would call in. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
to talk to him.
I think one of the most common things that I suggest to people when you're going out on a first date or a beginning date is to really withhold a lot of information and don't come off way too friendly. Don't come off. I mean, not to be cold or withhold. You know, your emotions or anything. Be real, like you said, Kevin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be yourself.
Be
so needy. Yeah.
Don't come off so, oh, my, oh wow.
No,
if you really
true.
Like somebody,
it's
you
such
have to
a
just shut up and act.
It's such a turn off.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Have you ever had that before?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I have. I totally have.
Do you want to talk about it?
If you want, sure. Just like needy girls in general, like on first day. Okay, sure. Well, come to think of it, it's happened a few times. I'm going to go with, like, the worst one. Think back, memory, going to tap into my subconscious, find memories. Oh, here we go. Done. Check it. So, was this ninth grade? It was, like, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. There's this girl. I'm not going to say any names. But she, I totally thought she was, like, way cute. Like, I'm so down. You know, she was way attractive. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't very confident. You know, I was a little ninth grader. Like, oh, okay, dude. Like, yeah, dude, a girl. I'm down, you know? So I just went up to her and I was like, hey, like we should hang out sometime, you know? And like we had talked on occasion and whatnot, but I built up the confidence. I was like, we should hang out. So she's like, all right, I'm down, you know? And I'm not really talking to this girl, haven't talked to her a lot. So we exchanged numbers and we planned for a Saturday. I don't know why I remember this, but I do know that it was a Saturday. So I call her. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, hey, what's up? This is Saturday morning. I'm like, what do you want to do? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, how about you just come over? You know, just come over to my house because I like chilling at my house. Like, it's fun. You know, we can do whatever. You know, watch TV. I don't know. Like, whatever.
You swim.
Know,
yeah.
Swim, you know. So she came over and we just chilled. You know, we... What? My mom made us French toast, which is kind of funny. I'm a little ninth grader, like, you know, so it's cool if my mommy's home. My mom made us French toast. We ate French toast. Went outside. We actually went in the jacuzzi, and we were just talking and stuff. And then we went back inside. And she pushed me into my bedroom. Just, like, pushed me into my bed. My mom's home. Not to mention. She pushed me into my bedroom. And she just, like, threw me on the bed.
Wow.
Yeah, right? No, I...
What
I, no,
was
no,
she,
no.
13? 14?
Yeah, 14.
That's taking 14. Initiative.
Wow.
No, right? Dude, like, this little 14-year-old girl.
Wow.
And I'm just like, holy shit. Like,
yeah.
And, like, what? Maybe I've kissed, like, 3 girls in my entire life. Like, yeah. You know. So, we're doing that, and...
Was she making out with you?
Yeah.
Just
no,
on
no,
top
yeah.
of
no,
you?
No, yeah. She throws me down, starts making out. And I...
Wow.
I, at this moment, you know, I'm like, I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm a little ninth grader. It's, you know,
that's awesome. It's
getting
like
some, dude. Right? So, I don't know. We make out for 20 minutes or something, and after that, we just stop. You know, like when you're making out with someone, you just like stop. There's just like there's that moment that comes where it's like, all right, it's over. You know.
Right after that,
right.
It's always the most
the
awkward.
The most
it's
awkward. Like... I know. Yeah. So, yeah, I dropped it. So after that, we were talking, and she was telling me how much she liked me, how much, like, and I don't know this girl. Like, I literally, like, I don't know this girl. She.
It's like an acquaintance from class, right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought she was fine.
Well, she probably had a crush on you for a really long time or something.
Yeah. Right, but check this. She was
kind
telling
of
me,
approached
no,
you really weird.
She was telling me how much she liked me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she started telling me, like, how she used to, like, watch me and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah. No, yeah. She was like.
In
she
class?
Was, yeah. She was like, I used to like watch you from like across the class. We had history together, and I was like, oh, like that's cool.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
I was like, yeah, like I think you're attractive, and you know, she was like, yeah, I think you're attractive too. And obviously, I don't remember like the exact conversation, but what I do remember is she kept like pushing. She kept like push like. Like, oh my God, like I really like you, like we should, you know, like we should hang out more, like this and that, and then this right here was just the moment where it was just like, all right, I have to stop, you know.
Yeah.
She looks at me and she's like, I've never felt this way about anybody I've ever felt in my entire life. I have
wow.
known her for one day.
Guys, girls, never do that on the first time you hang out with someone. That's just total turn off, total off putting.
And even as a ninth grader, I was just like, what? Like,
yeah.
I don't know you, dude. Like, you threw me
on the bed.
Well,
you got to give her credit for being honest and having, you know, nerve enough to tell you how
right,
she felt.
Right, but there's, right,
there's
but
some
there's
things
timing.
You shouldn't say.
There's just some things
yeah.
you shouldn't
yeah.
say.
Yeah, that's true.
I it definitely wasn't as bad as
right.
this email that Kevin
right, right.
sent you.
Right.
Not Kev on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's like closely related story.
Yeah.
I actually, come to think of it, have a few emails that I was gonna share about awkward situations and how to avoid them. Dave, let's see, Dave. The worst date I ever had was when this guy I was going on a first date with was so nervous, I am guessing, that's in parentheses, that he wrote cue cards for himself so that he would remember subjects to talk about while we were eating. He kept discreetly looking down at his lap and would ask me a question. That's kind of sad.
That is sad.
This might have been cute, except for the fact that he would ask the question and wouldn't wait for me to finish my answer before sneaking a peek at the next question and asking me that one. Eventually, the dinner was over and we went to leave, but he had forgotten to pull the cards away safely and they spilled all over the floor.
Oh my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
I suppose it was a good idea gone bad. Thanks, Sarah.
Oh my goodness.
That's lacking the confidence in yourself. Like, that's not going, like, when you're on a date with someone, you have to be from the heart, you know? You just be yourself. If you're planning too much, you have to have goals in life and set goals. But you can't overplan, you know? You have a general path on, like, how it's going to go down, you know? But if you overplan, you're not going to be able to take those opportunities that life throws at you. You're just, if you're sticking to your plan, you're not going to be able to, like, go with the flow, you know? It's just, it's not always how you want it to be.
Right.
Yeah,
no, totally.
Exactly. So, no, I know. It's really... You know what it sounds like to me, Kevin and Dave, is that this poor guy really had a lot of low self-esteem, and he probably went online to one of those, you know, online dating services or, you know, those informational websites about how to, you know, make a good impression or something, and he was so insecure that he had to write things down. I can't imagine that.
Yeah, that's just really
hard. I have never, ever heard of anything like that. You know, I mean, that's really bizarre. That's really... strange.
It's you have to have confidence in yourself. You have to have, like, a positive mental attitude going into dates. If you're not, if you're thinking negatively, negative things are going to come back to you.
Exactly.
If you're putting out negative energy, you're going to get negative. If you're putting out positive energy and just being confident, it's going to come back to you, and it's just going to be great. It's going to be a great day.
I could not agree with you more. I absolutely could not agree with you more. You know, if you guys listen to the show, you know I'm, like, very into, like, the metaphysical, like, spiritual aspect of the human experience. And Kevin, right there,
check it,
dog. He brought up such a key point. What you put out, you're going to get back. If you are going to be an awkward person, you know, and this goes way beyond awkward. You know, this goes, you know, just in general.
In life.
It's all like manifesting, you know? Mm-hmm. But let's pertain this to the awkward situation. If you put out awkward vibes and you put out, like, that insecurity, that sense that's just like, I don't really know, like, what to do in the situation, that's what's going to come right back. You know,
mm-hmm.
And if you are with, I also wanted to touch on this one. If you're comfortable with yourself and you're with a girl or a guy that is awkward, like, is just plainly just, like, kind of just awkward in the situation, you can completely control that. You have complete control over the situation, because if you present yourself with confidence, like we were saying before, if you are a confident person, if you are just, in general, you know, a nice, confident, positive person, and you realize that it is only awkward if you make it awkward, you rub that off. Like, that energy, that emotion rubs off onto the other person, and because you act the way you do, that person will feel that, and then they'll get a lot more comfortable with you, just making it, in general, a much better situation.
When you spread your confidence, it draws people towards you.
Yes.
If you're, like, putting out that positive energy, they will, like, the situation will lighten up. Everything will, like, go with the flow a lot better, and they'll be more attracted to you and, like, you know, like, more into you. And just,
totally. No, totally. That's what it's all about, you know? But one thing that I do want to touch on is cockiness, like we were talking about from before.
Those guys and girls who are kind of coming off like they're, I guess we say in the psychological community, narcissistic.
Right. There is a very fine line between confidence and cockiness. Confidence, outgoing, have a positive attitude, a sense of understanding that you have control over every aspect of the situation. Spread the confidence, it's your responsibility. You know, it's if you want things to go well, it's your responsibility to control the situation, because you have the sense of understanding that you do control the situation. And it draws people towards you, just like we've covered. Another thing with confidence, oh God, eye contact. When you eye contact a person, you, no joke, show so much confidence. It's just true. It's a subconscious thing. When you can stare into a person's eyes and talk to them, you can just, you connect with that person.
Right,
like, on
a relaxed
level.
Stare, though, not a creepy stare. I've been on dates where the creepy stare is
big eyes.
Not at all. Yes. No, just like relaxing eyes, like, you know, like you're completely comfortable with talking to that person.
Really act like you're listening to them.
Right.
And you get like a connection when like eye contact, it connects.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
It flows together.
Totally, you know?
And guys, don't look down. Keep your eyes above the neck.
No, it's true.
Have you ever been with women who've like not eye contacted with you or been uncomfortable with you, Kevin?
Yeah, it's like they're just like looking away or like looking, not like constant eye contact, but like constant eye contact sometimes, it's not like awkward. It's only awkward if you make it awkward.
Right.
But, you know, it's
it
not,
can
it's,
be weird.
Yeah, it can't be weird.
You know, don't stare into the person's soul. Just sit
for hours at a time.
Burn into their soul with your constant gaze.
No. Just, you know, basically, like, open that up. Open that part of you up that's like, I'm completely comfortable, and I can talk to you. And you can let people know that. You can literally, like, communicate with your eyes, you know? So there's that. And then the line that I wanted to talk about between confidence and cocky. Cocky is bragging about your successes.
If you're cocky, in my honest opinion, it's like, it's kind of insecurities. Cockiness is just insecurities, because then you're like bragging about yourself and just saying all this good stuff to try to make yourself look better. But if you're confident in yourself, you don't need to do all that, you know?
Right.
I agree totally. I mean, most people who really have to come off in any situation, but since we're talking about dating situations, who come off cocky and like you said, do brag, and there's something going on. I mean, that's a psychological cue right away that they, for some reason, have to let you know about their accomplishments because they don't feel good enough or filled up enough within themselves about who they are. They can't just be people sitting there. They've got this. They make this much money. They've got this much education. They've got these friends. They've named, you know, dropping names, especially here in L.A. You hear people dropping, oh, yes, I hung out with the so-and-so last night, you know, and it's really, you know, it's a sign of insecurity, like you said, Kevin and Dave, and it's totally, it's right there. It's just assumed, I think.
No, completely. It's completely true. Cockiness is only present to cover up insecurity. It's true.
Yeah, or they have narcissistic personality disorder, which is...
Why? Oh, well, because the chemicals in the brain.
Yeah, we don't know about that, but they say it's inherited, but truly they don't know how sometimes they affect other people with their constant talking and bragging about their accomplishments. But I think a lot of it is the insecure.
It all relates to the insecurities.
Yeah, it does.
It's only logical to think that way, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you know what you've done, you know who you are, you know what you've accomplished.
Right.
You know, take that and just use it to your knowledge, your sense of understanding for the world around. You don't need to spread, I
lift weights every day.
Don't you think that the other person you're out with picks up on that right away?
Oh, totally.
It's very awkward and uncomfortable
right through
to hear that.
And then it's not, you're not like attracted to that, you know?
No.
It's all about being yourself. If you're like someone else, it's not going to flow right, you know?
Right, exactly.
Totally. If you guys want to call in, please feel free. Talk to us on the air. 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. I'm in the studio with Kev and Dr. Michelle. This is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends on LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station in the world. you guys can also email me at DCSBoarding, that's BOARDING, 514@AOL.com. Email me with your thoughts, your feelings, anything. Maybe if you email me, you'll inspire me for a topic.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Right? Also, I'm starting this new thing where... as you guys know, I'm very into music. I love music. I find music to be a way of meditation. Like, it's the greatest thing in the entire world. I'm going to finish this up real quick. We have a call coming. But I want to say, if you guys want to email me with your music, feel free and I will play it on the air. Email me. We'll talk about it. I'm going to take this call. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. You guys are on the air. How's it going?
Hey, David, it's going good.
This is fantastic. Who am I talking to?
You're talking to Rachel.
Rachel, how's it going, Rachel?
It's going great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Talk to me. What's up?
Okay, so you're talking about awkward situations with Kevin. So I want to know, what's the most recent awkward situation that you guys have had together?
The most together.
Really? Do you guys have awkward questions or situations together?
Well, let's see.
David.
Yeah.
How was your Saturday night?
My Saturday night was good, dog. Well, let's see. Kevin and I, awkward situations together. She's getting in.
Maybe individually, you guys. I don't know. Have you ever had awkward situations together?
No, not really. Not necessarily. Like, we haven't really done anything together. I mean, Kevin and I, like, yes, we hang out on, you know, a continual basis, but
Yeah, you guys told me you were at a party like about 3 weeks ago, and there was like really people were getting really drunk and high, and it was really they were doing some really stupid, awkward things. So you thought they were idiots, so you just kind of left.
Yeah.
That's what you were telling me, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't really know. How about you tell us about an awkward situation that you want to?
I don't have an awkward situation. I'm not an awkward person.
Oh, well, that's good. That's
very
good.
It is very good, right?
You actually don't sound like an awkward person. You sound like a quite confident person, outgoing.
I am. It's all because of dance.
All because of dance. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you dance, Rachel?
I do dance.
You do dance. What kind of dance do you do?
I do everything.
Everything.
Because I'm that cool.
Well,
but I'm not cocky.
She's cool and modest.
And confident.
And confident. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, by the way, can I say something really fast?
Sure. Say whatever.
Kevin. He sounds a lot like this one teacher that I have, and it's really inspiring.
This one what?
A teacher that I have. What? Yeah, it's really inspiring to hear you guys because you both are like very passionate with what you believe in.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you, Rachel. We speak from the heart.
Absolutely.
No, we do. You know, it's all part of it. You got to.
You do.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Rachel, for calling.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. If you want to email me, talk to me about anything, feel free. DCSboarding. DCSboarding, that's BoarDing, at 514@AOL.com. Or you can call in. Anybody else want to call in? 323-203-0815. Thank you, Rachel, for calling.
Have a great day, Rachel.
Have a great day. We enjoy
Bye,
your call.
Rachel.
I'm actually going to take this email real quick. Let's see. Hi, Dave. Well, there's this one guy who took me to a very upscale restaurant. We went to a play and had a late dinner. The guy was very pretentious, bragged about his travels, his job, insisted on wearing something presentable, quote-unquote, etc. I was supposed to be impressed, I guess. During dinner, he started licking his fingers. He had duck with...
licking his finger. Where were they going to
it's
dinner?
Called a napkin. It's
Colonel
a napkin.
Sanders
right?
or something?
He had duck with a really thick sauce. Then the back of his hand. Ooh. What?
Ew.
What?
Okay.
He was eating the duck with his hands.
Okay,
I've seen that before. At my aunt's backyard barbecue.
Okay.
the sauce started dripping down his arm, and yep, he started... Ew! He started licking that, too.
Oh!
We were in the middle of the dining room. I asked him to stop, and he refused. This is costing me a lot of money. I'm not wasting anything. Cool guy, huh?
Ew!
Jenny.
Guys, you can...
Well, thank you, Jenny, for your email. I appreciate it. That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
That's quite
no,
weird.
No, I mean, that's, you know, you got to learn some etiquette things before you go on dates. You got to learn etiquette because, you know, don't be licking your... I mean, if you're going to, like, a funky place, a barbecue place, for sure.
Yeah.
Colonel Sanders or whatever, you know, but I mean, don't mean to give them a plug. But, you know, it's not like they went out to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
They're having duck and he's slopping himself around. That's really creepy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's really weird. And you know, try to like not blow your nose at the table. I mean, they have these websites about like things not to do on a first date.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like don't scratch your nose from the inside. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
Don't like move around nervously. You know, the whole thing we talked about staring at other people.
Right. Oh.
Yeah.
One thing.
Yes.
Which Kevin said earlier.
Yeah.
But I just want to touch on that for
yeah.
sure. Something that will definitely advocate an awkward situation
yes.
is, guys, when you're talking to a girl, don't stare at her boobs.
Yeah.
Just
oh,
don't do
yeah.
it. That's when Kev was like, keep the eyes above the neck.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That just kills it. It
completely kills it. It's like, oh, hi.
Hi, boobs.
Hey, boobs. How's boobs? What?
The thing is, a lot of the fashions today, you know, you wear, you know, the push-up bras and you have cleavage.
Right.
And a lot of girls, you know, show cleavage. So is it difficult for you to keep the eyes, you know, above the neck?
No. Sometimes? No, it's not. It's okay. Not. Because, well, personally for me, because I realize that I have complete control over what I make difficult and what I make not difficult.
Yes.
Like, on my mind, if I am like, oh wow, like, like, I want to stare down your shirt, you know, or something like that, like,
right.
You know, then of course I'm going to be thinking about it and my eyes will probably drift. But if I don't think about it, if I realize, you know, okay, I'm not focused on, like, the way she looks or what she's presenting.
It's all
right,
about personality.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
And I'm way more interested in the color of her eyes,
yes,
you know, than
yes.
what size her boobs are. Like, you know,
yeah.
it's true. And if you like enter situations like
mm-hmm.
that with,
yeah.
with like, okay, you know, it's like, that's cool. Like, you know, that's nice and all for show and whatnot.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, when it comes down to it, like, no.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, I'm just saving myself.
That's a gentleman
myself.
Thing to do.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. I'm just saving myself, you know, awkwardness. Because...
yeah.
Kev, tell me. Be honest. Have you ever had, like, that one moment where you just slip?
You look down.
You look down.
And she catches
and
you.
She catches.
You get a dirty look.
You get a dirty look. I'm guilty of it. I think every single guy on this planet Earth
yeah.
is guilty of that at least once or twice.
Yeah.
It's natural. Like, just you gotta control yourself.
That's it's so bad. You're just staring. It's like, yeah. And she goes. She looks down like, huh? Like, oh hi.
Yeah.
This all relates back to manners too. Like, on a first date, you're never gonna like. Don't, maybe you are the person who licks your fingers at the dinner table, but don't show that on the first date.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's like when you get to know someone better, you, like, open up. But other than that, you always have to stay, like, polite and, like, have your manners. And, like,
yeah. No,
otherwise,
no.
It's just a big turn off.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
I actually just got this email. Let me.
Okay.
Dave, the worst date I ever went on was actually the first real date I ever had. I met a real nice guy at a restaurant. This is a long email, so...
Looks like a good story.
Let me get this. It does look like a good story. Dave, this is the worst date I ever went on. Was actually the first real date I ever had. I met a real nice guy at a restaurant. He was our waiter. We talked for a little while, and we really seemed to click. He had a great personality and sense of humor. He asked for my number, so I gave it to him. He called me a few days later and asked me out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
He picked me up and we proceeded to drive to the Cheesecake Factory, a great restaurant.
Good place.
It is a really good place. They have really good cheesecake. And pasta. The conversation in the car was a little awkward, but I thought it was just first date jitters. We got to the restaurant and had to wait to be seated. The entire time he never said a word. It was like he was a different person than who I had met at the restaurant where he worked. Being a very outgoing person, I thought this was strange, but I tried to ask him questions because I thought he was nervous. He had only one word answers for every question I asked.
Oh, God, that's so awkward.
So awkward.
Yes?
So awkward.
No?
Yes, no.
Uh-huh. Yes?
We finally got to sit down. He was leaning so far back in his chair that I had to lean over the table in order to even hear him. Then he said his pager went off. Do people still have pagers these days?
I guess, unless they're doctors or, like, emergency room workers
about
or
waiters.
Something.
Yeah.
Psychologists.
Then he said his pager went off and that he had to make a call. So we got up and went to the payphones. My date returned. His pager went off again, or so he said. I never actually heard it go off. He left the table, he returned, then proceeded to leave again. I wasn't sure if he was bored or if he had stomach issues. We finished our dinner and we're walking out to his car when he realized that he couldn't find it. The restaurant was located in the mall, and we ended up walking around the entire area just to find his car. He could cut the tension with a knife. After what seemed like an eternity, but was actually about 45 minutes, we located his car.
Oh, God, what a bad night.
Now I know the date was not going well, but I thought we might go to a movie or something. But no, he got on the freeway and took me home. He dropped me off at about 9 p.m., right at the time when my girlfriends were leaving to go out. They were shocked to see me home so early. I ended up just going out with them and having a good time.
Good choice.
But this to this day, it was the weirdest date I ever went on. I never heard from him again. Laureen.
Yeah, that's a hint when you're out with somebody and then they keep saying, you know, I got a call, hold on, and then they walk away from the table
right.
or they walk away from the bar. Or they're at a party. Oh, excuse me, I got a call. And they keep doing that. It's
right.
like, okay,
yeah.
they're not interested anymore.
Back to cockiness.
Yeah.
So there is that fine line between confidence and cockiness. And let's talk about cockiness.
Right.
Here's
let's
the situation. This happened with my friend.
All right.
Okay, so he was in a relationship, and his girlfriend would always get hit on. But, you know, that's like, that happens. Like, guys hit on girls, you know. But every time that would happen, he would handle it in the worst way possible, in my opinion. He would always be like, oh, I'm gonna go kick that guy's ass. He's talking to her.
Yeah.
That is not how you're supposed to handle it. It gives off the wrong look for you, you know? Like, your partner isn't attracted to that.
Right.
So he's trying to come off like he's really macho.
Yeah, but it's all his insecurities. It's all his insecurities.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think how to handle that situation is just laugh about it. Laugh about it with your partner, you know?
Right.
You just have to be light, like, loosen up with it and... Hopefully you have the trust in the other person.
Exactly.
It's just conversation, you know?
Exactly. No, I think it is. It's just conversation. Have you ever known anybody to do that before? Or have you ever... Yeah.
One of my best friends.
Oh,
actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you give him some advice on how to deal with that?
I always tell him to loosen up because he's just a high-strung person. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You have to loosen up. You can't handle situations like that because it's so off-putting to your partner.
Exactly. It really is. No, I agree with you. And I just think a lot of people don't know how to come off because they are... I mean, we're all basically insecure
yeah,
to a certain
everyone
extent.
Everyone has insecurities.
Exactly. We can't, you know, always come off like we're... You know, if we come off too cocky, then people kind of get the clue that we're insecure.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, if you, like, it's hard to be us,
yeah.
ourselves, when we're really feeling... like everybody's glaring at us or there's something they might pick out about us that's
not right.
Yeah.
Like the way we look or if we do a weird gesture, if we laugh too much.
Stutter.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, definitely. I completely agree. And the thing about that, though, is if you think about that and you worry about that,
it's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah.
Don't think about it. Go with the flow, you know?
Go
with your heart. Like,
exactly.
Speak from the heart, you know?
Speak from the heart. Go with the flow. Just like Rachel said, we speak from the heart, you know? Go with the flow. And not only that, know. Believe. Belief is everything. Believe that you are completely a confident person. Not cocky. Confident. You are completely happy with who you are. And you only surround yourself with positive. You know?
That's hard to get to, though. I mean,
you
and Kevin both seem to be guys who are like that, who are pretty, very relaxed and pretty confident, you know, for teenager. You guys are both 17, right?
Yes.
Yes.
17, and we have the positive mental attitude
yeah.
that's necessary for that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's,
for sure.
Is that rare among a lot of your friends? I mean, are there a lot of your friends who are not like that? Or?
I think that people... You know, everybody learns at their own time.
It just takes time for people. Like, sometimes people discover it at a younger age, like
uh-huh.
freshman year, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes till senior, sometimes it takes till college, sometimes
yes.
it takes till after college.
Sometimes it takes an entire life.
Yeah.
And what do
you know?
Think What do you think it is that changes people? Or what was it that changed you, say, Kevin and Dave, to make you a little more okay with who you are?
For me, it was just seeing, like, don't worry about what other people think. Nothing's ever perfect in life. You know,
yes.
you can't always strive for perfection. And you just have to, like... accept what you have and like what you're working with, like if it's like
right.
looks that you're insecure
right.
about or just
right.
stuff like that, and just be yourself, lighten up, like loosen up, and once you're yourself, everything's gonna go better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like realizing like who you are
right
yeah.
and where you want things to go. Set goals in life
right
and then plan your path, but remember, don't plan like too much, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Have an outline, don't have an essay.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Good quote.
Yeah,
thanks,
that is
Don.
A good point.
Yeah, no, for me personally, what really did it for me was meditation.
Ah, very nice.
I've always been into meditation from a very young age. And with every single time I would meditate, I would learn more things. I would see things, you know, I would feel things and understand things. Not in a narcissistic way, but just from like almost like a higher source, you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it be an energy, God, whatever you want to call it, it was my belief, it was my reality, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That,
I felt that.
That
felt
yeah.
Yeah. That just helped me, you know. And that's what taught me to be who the person I am. Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. But I wanted to thank all of you. Thank you very much, Rachel, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Kev.
No problem.
Being on the show. Thank you very much, Dr. Michelle.
Hey, my pleasure. It's fun today. Thanks
well,
for
was.
Inviting me.
Great day.
But of course. Guys, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Email me anytime you want. DCSboarding, that's BORDING, 514@AOL.com. We're always here to talk. Have a fantastic Sunday. Later, guys. Back here.